All right, we're continuing in the Midah of Gaiva in the Peleoids. We spoke about how unfortunately it can be the type of thing that can be used inappropriately, and it stems to a large degree from a lack of sense of true healthy of self, Yehuda, a true sense of self. And if a person has a very unhealthy sense of self and attitude and identity, they can severely take it the wrong direction. And so oftentimes they say like, hurt people, right? They say by bullies, some of the people who themselves have been hurt, they then project that outwards. So oftentimes people that, let's say, feel very uncomfortable about who they really are, they tend to overcompensate on the external level and actually end up sounding like Balagaiva. They talk about themselves in weird ways, very overexpanded ways. We're on page 73. Should really be very careful. He's speaking in Mashalom, but be very careful to stay away as much as possible from Gaiva. And to really enliven your heart about the tremendous mildness and positivity about being someone who is an Anav. That a person should comport themselves at home, at work, in koila, whatever it is, that you carry yourself in a certain manner, in a certain way, that is not above other people. Not to be snotty, not to be snobby. You know, it can manifest very, very inappropriate. I'll pause it for one sec. So, v'rak ma'oid mo yeshva ruach shva berech. A person should be very careful, like really physically, it should be manifest in a certain way, that the way that you act, the way that you talk. There's a reason why Chazal speaks about the idea that it's usher to walk b'koim zakufa, with your chin up, your they say, like, you know, your nose pointed up to the sky. Why? It manifests in how you think about other people, because it means if I'm here, then you're down here. Adrab, if someone is a shva ruach, someone would see like a Rav Asher Ayeli. You know, Rav Asher Ayeli walks hunched. He's not like hunched down like in an unhealthy way. He's just not looking at everybody else. A lot of times, there's a lot of baruch Hashem, a lot of tremendous tzaddikim who really they manifest at external level. Rak ma'oy nishva ruach shval berech really should be like almost sunken into yourself. V'hagadar hagadar b'hasmadus kriyas sifra musa l'kaim krad d'chsev v'chatasi negde sami. We spoke about this last week, that when you're learning Musar, a person should learn and really, really, I guess, inculcate within themselves this idea that I'm no better than anybody else. He's done Averas, I've done Averas, he's a Batlan, I'm a Batlan. Okay, maybe there's levels, but at the end of the day, no one's perfect. What? Oh, we're all sinners at the end of the day. And that should enliven within yourself a sense of, okay, I have work to do, he's got work to do. And more specifically than anything else, a lot of times, this is one of the biggest challenges, is being able to understand that just because you have work to do, because we're so easy to like apologize to ourselves. Oh, I'm working, I'm on a journey, I'm not there yet. But Bayanam, no, he's got to be there today. He should have been there yesterday. How come you can, they say in Yiddish, the fargin, how come you can fargin Yanam, but you can't forgin yourself? It's easy to fargin yourself, but not fargin Yanam. That's what I meant to say. We're so easily able to look past our own flaws and not to see. And it goes against the entire musig of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is that we're one body or one soul. Just like if your thumb is hurting you, you don't look at the entire body as the entire body to say, oh, yeah, I'm terrible, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. I'm like, okay, we look at one piece of our essence as, okay, it's part of the big picture. But another Jew was bothering me, was frustrating me. That we don't see in the grander picture, that the same way I'm not angry at my toe, I'm just frustrated, but not that I look at it as a separate entity. I'm going to skip out to the next paragraph because we did this paragraph last week. V'hei dan is kol adam l'kapschos. Speaking mamash inyan, but Indian speaking about specifically this idea, you should look at people with a positive eye. It's just literally speaking about Parshas Matzor. Zev shemaitzi shemra, saris ayin. He looks at people in a negative way. So yes, that's yes. Why Chazal, that jealousy also, but it's just looking people negatively. It's speaking negatively also, that was because the Or Chaim says that it's dependent. Maybe it's not the Or Chaim, I believe it's one of the other, maybe someone else could tell me. That one of the other Mefarshim explained that the reason why it had to be specifically a Kohen to come and to tell him that it's Tame is because what's a Kohen in essence? It's Tamid Hashel, Arna Kohen. What's Arna Kohen? Oyev Shalom V'roidev Shalom. But it's the Kapara against what he is. He's somebody who's looking at people in a negative way. And yes, unfortunately, it does manifest in a kinna way. You're looking at people, you want what they want. But unfortunately, there are some people who just look negatively at the world because they want to look negatively at the world. They don't want anything out of it. There's a musa called a nihilist. What's a nihilist? They just want to see the world burn. Some people just want to see the world destroyed. That's why? Because their lives are in essence themselves. There are a bunch of nothings. If someone unfortunately did not treat you well, you should have the perspective. It's worthwhile not to get frustrated, to get upset at that person. And not to even take it personally. Again, this is to be honest, this is a high level. For some people, maybe more or less. But some people, you know, they take very, very personally. If they're slightly offended anyway, some people are ready. Oh, they're ready to go. They got the knife in the back pocket. I'm not talking about you. In this in the back pocket, ready to go. There you go. This is in the front pocket. Okay. Some people are just ready. They're just ready and waiting for someone to cross them until it's happened. But it happened recently. It happened in America over the Pesach break. There was like two teenagers. They're at like a track meet or something in America. And there was, I guess at this track meet, there's like different schools and different tents. And a kid from a different school sat in a tent from a different school. And one of the people from that school, I hope it's not too confusing, but the kid from that school said, dude, get out of here. It's not your seat. You know, this is not your place. Please move. And the guy's like, try me. Like he was just already ready to fight. Try me. And the guy's like, he's like, get out. He literally, in a split second, pulled out a knife that he had already in his pocket in his hand, stabbed the kid right in the heart, killed him on that spot. Yeah, because why? Some people are just ready and willing to fight. Goyim and Ganser. No, Einar was a Levoner, and then was the opposite. I don't want to get you canceled. The point is, it doesn't really matter. I don't see color. I look at the world black and white. I don't see color. No, you didn't hear the joke. I said, I look at the world black and white. I don't see color. Anyways. No, but no jokes, yeah. These kids are just, unfortunately, we're not getting this. The point is, a lot of these people, shh. Ablis, listen to this. There's some people that are unfortunately so ready to, at the drop of a hat, to attack. Some people are like that. It's a very scary thing. We don't want to be like that. Do you want to be like that? Some people are like that. Now, you may not take it to that extreme. You're going to stab a kid directly in the heart. But you are gonna lash out with the tongue, real quick with the tongue, right? Okay, we have to be able. Of course, everybody has hard days and things are, you know, weighing on us at home, and Parnas is a little bit hard, and whatever challenges there are. And then somebody crosses you, it's like, not today. I'm sorry, not today. Like, but that's human. But we're trying to be above human. You know, we're trying to be human plus. Oh, there you go. Roy Shalichas will start. Kima yisoinen adam chai gever al chatov. Right, such a person, again, realize that you are mali chisaron, you're mali chatoim. You've never hurt somebody, you've never said anything negative to somebody, you've never said a cross word. Now, sometimes you may not, you'd be so unself-aware that you don't even know that you hurt people. You could, for all you know, you have piles of bodies behind you of people that you hurt, people that you offended, people that you, no, but it's like, that's a real serious thing. And you're not aware enough to understand that what you said was mean, what you said was incredibly inappropriate, was disrespectful to the person that you're talking to. But we all have bodies like that. We all have, you know, they say skeletons in the closet of what we've done wrong. So why in the world would you take this opportunity that this is the person that you have to stand on ceremony for? It's, again, it's not posh. It's hard, but it's true. Uma gam im adam kamoisa haku bechvoidim kabdoi ma'itim ma'yosef le'akol hevel v'rasurach. Again, look at that through that perspective. We'll stop here. Yes, Hashem, today, and we'll finish it soon.